So here I am with Chris Van Dam, and Chris is from the Social South Chamber. Chris, how do you think the General Assembly is going? I think there's been quite a few social motions passed. There's one that I know the Social Chamber is very positive about, that about community forest labels, that looks like it might be about to go down. But I take that nonetheless that there's still a possibility that this sort of work can happen. How are you feeling? How's the Social Chamber feeling about how the General Assembly is going?
Well, I think the Social Chamber is really happy about what is happening. We have seen many changes with other GAs. We see that most of the motions are non-controversial. We have had a lot of debates between the chambers before, but I still think we should have more interaction between the economic and the social chambers, because many of the issues which are still out there in the civil society, in the consumers, have to do with companies, some controversial companies, and I think there's a lot of work which could be done between our two chambers to solve these issues.
I think it's a great point, and you made the point also that the social and the environmental chambers sort of naturally come together and talk about these things, but somehow, and I agree with you, it doesn't happen that the social chamber and the economic chamber get together as strongly as they should. I mean, what can we do about that going forward?
Well, one concrete idea should be have a meeting between the most important stakeholders in the social chamber and in the economic chamber. But the other thing I believe is, especially in the South, I think there are a lot of win-win situations which could be found, for instance, between large companies and community operations. And we have to be creative, we have to find those synergies, and we have to move forward with that. And I think this would be very, very easily done, and we could have pilot projects which could be good examples for the next General Assembly.
Well, let's see if we can make that happen. I know they've got this group that met in Lisbon, the big group of the Social Chamber. I know Phil Guillory from TFT was there, Robin Barr as well, where we talked about our projects, we're Economic North. Let's see what we can do to bridge that gap.
Okay, thank you very much. And the other idea which I would like to explain to you is, we are now working in Latin America on indigenous territories. Before it was only communities, but now indigenous people have been receiving the lands, the titles to the lands, and that is a huge amount of forest land. We are talking about 9 million hectares in Bolivia, 27 million hectares in Brazil, half of the Amazon in Colombia is in hands of communities, and these are also opportunities for companies.
Great opportunity to get some FSC wood in your supply chains.
Exactly, and communities have a lot to learn from companies, like access to the markets.
Let's see if we can make it happen.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Chris.